All right, Culture Clash is on. McVitie Vosper talking about the lived gender identity or self-directed when it comes to identifying whether male, female, and use of bathrooms or locker rooms. It's really up to you to decide, so says the Ontario Human Rights Commission. I guess it's the Supreme Court in the state of Maine recently ruled in a similar vein. Governor out in California passed that into law January 1st, so things have obviously changed perceptibly when it comes to gender identity and the rights that are accorded to transgender folk. Joan writes, I don't need to be naked to be intimidated by a transgendered woman with an erection. I'm not coming out of the change room unclothed either, but that doesn't mean she won't. And that erection, it's going to remind me just how vulnerable I am, clothed or not. Make it an offense for a transgender woman to pose to expose her erection unsolicited to another woman. So I don't know if that constitutes assault, if you're, or if it's flaccid, that would be assault with a dead weapon, right? Okay. Let's see.
Moving right along.
Why don't we? Let's go to Ann. Ann, what do you say? Good morning, Oakley Show.
Oh, hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm great. I just wanted to say a few points here. Number one, for Reverend McVitie, I've been in communication with you many times through email, and thank you so much. As a Catholic, you're the only one that's out there fighting for our Christian religion, and I do appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
Number two, when it comes to this business, my blood is boiling. I'm sitting here and my blood is boiling. As a Catholic heterosexual, I am so fed up of having gay and lesbian agenda shoved down my throat and my kids' throat.
And how has that actually happened? How has your life been affected by
that? One of the reasons why I did not put my son in a public school system is because the homosexual kids sit there in the change room and watch all the other boys get changed. They are so, so aggressive that they actually run up to children and touch their genitalia. I couldn't care less who you go to bed with. When you meet your maker, you can deal with it. But I'm so sick and tired of allowing myself to be offended with my religion, with my sexuality, while I swallow it for everybody else. And I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it. So no, nobody in the change room, unless you come with original parts, get the hell out.
Well, but wait a minute. If you've got gay boys dressing with other boys, where do they go to change in the change room or the locker room? How do we square the circle then for your satisfaction?
Have a transgender change room.
That's not transgender. We're not talking about transgender people there. We're talking about boys.
Anybody that is not in the female change room, that is not a female with original parts.
All right, but we're talking now about gays.
To be in the male change room without original parts.
I mean,
parts.
Okay, John, the whole
issue.
But gay guys
that you're talking about who are staring at your son, where are they supposed to change? Where would you like them to go?
Their own change room.
Well, their own change room? What does that mean?
Yes. Have a transgender.
But it's not transgender.
Transgender. You're confusing
and
the issue here.
Here we go. Here's an option for you. Female, male, other.
And okay, you know what? You know what, though, John?
To the other.
That is a situation that has been dealt with forever. That's not a problem. The real problem here is when you take an aberration, and everybody knows that the so-called transgender is so tiny it doesn't even reflect in statistics.
Yeah, but don't you have to protect minorities if you want to be a compassionate society?
No, you don't make laws for aberrations that encumber the entire population.
I detest that word. That's an inappropriate word.
An aberration is a statistical
anomaly.
I think
that people who are born in the wrong body, that they understand how difficult that is and out of the norm they are. I don't think you need to use a term that is derogatory.
You can have a false sense of civility any way you wish, but it is synthetic because it is not
how
true compassion.
How would you show compassion then, Charles? I mean, to the caller.
You know what? We're experiencing this a lot where you have an extra private bathroom, and if someone wants to
go
in
another
that private
facility.
Bathroom, but keep men out of women's bathrooms, out of women's change rooms. But the worst of this is that they now have passed the regulations. Kathleen Wynne pushed this through Parliament on Queen's Park, and now our schools are forcing our little girls to accept boys in their bathrooms.
They're actually
now,
accepting girls in their
Victoria's
bathrooms,
Secrets,
Charles. They're just girls that have different genitalia.
They're being forced to allow boys in the change rooms and in our pool and exercise and gyms. It's happening.
All right, let's go to Matt in Toronto. What do you say, Matt? Good morning.
Yeah, they already do have other bathrooms. You know, handicapped people do have separate bathrooms. But I want to get to Greta's point here and why it's so disgraceful. Charles' definition is right, and it's not just Charles' definition. It's the definition of male and women because it sets parameters that are defined. For example, if, when you're going through that stage of transgender or, you know, whatever it is and you're experimenting, what's to stop someone from saying, well, today I feel like a woman, today I feel like a man, so I'm just going to walk into the woman's washroom and ogle it. And then in my defense, I can use, well, I identified at that time as this particular sex. With the real definition of male and female by going by what body part you have, it sets a distinct parameter. And for Greta to say otherwise, just more relativism of the highest degree and what's poison the Liberal and NDP parties. We have specific reasons. They can go in the stall. If they feel discriminated against, go in the stall, and that's how they can be protected and not feel ashamed.
All right, and the privacy they're in. Rob writes, wow, all I have to do to identify is my identity of choice. I'll go from North American
Anybody
Indian.
Who's saying that has absolutely no understanding of what a transgender identity is. Because someone who is born in a male body and is a female,
you know,
or born in a female body and is a male, they will not want to actually expose their difference to other people because it's something that sets them apart from other people in a profoundly disturbing and upsetting way. And so for them to be recognized for the gender that they actually are, it's not something that they choose one day and don't the next and switch back and forth. That is not the reality of transgender people.
No, right. But I don't think the people struggling with their gender are the problem here. I think when
sexual
you make
predators are
no,
the problem
yes.
here.
When
yes.
you make a law allowing a sexual predator a cover to come into a woman's bathroom and you cannot do anything about it, and if you do, then you are the one who's going to go to prison.
Charles,
is the problem.
There
it's
have
not
been sexual predators in our children's bathrooms, in men and women's bathrooms, since forever.
Sure,
and we have done very little to change that or to protect that.
No,
well, she raises the point, though, Charles.
The biggest ways to keep the men out of the girls' bathrooms.
Well, wait a minute. Now, haven't we heard chapter and verse stories, they're legend and legion, that little boys have been exploited by older men?
Sure.
And so how do you then look?
Well, I mean, we're not talking about
these predators can be of the same sex.
Sure, they can be, but to put men into girls' bathrooms,
you're not. You're putting women into women's bathrooms.
Women with erections, yes.
Well,
I mean, this is ridiculous.
You know,
get real, Greta.
I don't think that person was acting appropriately, and I would question whether or not they were transgender. And yes, you're right. That is going to happen. But
sure,
so is all kinds of sexual predation.
Okay, so we have a problem, and now you pour gasoline on the fire, put men into the bathroom, and if the manager says you're not supposed to be here, please leave, then the manager could be put in prison for up to 2 years for discriminating against this self-identified female. That is what's wrong with this law. What's wrong with our premier. Kathleen Wynne is ramming this down our throats, and frankly, we've had enough. Women need to be protected. Little girls need to be protected. Don't expose them.
Okay. Right. And people with disabilities and the elderly and boys and girls need to be protected from every kind of sexual predation.
It's a ruse.
So let's put all our energies into creating privacy for people in every situation so that you don't participate. You don't end up in a change room that's got a whole bunch of people looking at you.
Let me take Donna's call here. Donna, go ahead. You're on the Oakley Show.
Greta, you got to understand, I'm a tradesperson. I've worked with all men for 30 years. Men think differently than women. If there's an opportunity for one of them, and I'm not saying all men, to exploit certain situations, they will.
So you believe this predatory thing, or Charles is giving us a scenario, men will use this as a ruse?
Exactly.
And all right, that's Donna's.
And I think that's the story and the star is showing. I think you're quite right about that. But that does not mean that we deny the rights to another segment of society. I mean, men need to be responsible for their behaviors.
John, we dealt with this in the sports world. And it's a has-been
story.
No, we
haven't dealt with this in the sports world.
Yes, we have.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Charles.
What was her
name? That's ludicrous.
What was his name? The tennis player,
Renee Richards.
Richards.
There's no sexual predation in the sports world.
All right, hang on just a second. I want to move from the change room into the boardroom because where men and women are concerned, there's some disparity in wages, and one of the putative candidates to be the mayor of Toronto, John Tory, made some comments on the a television station yesterday that says women are not as assertive when it comes to negotiating. I mean, from a cultural standpoint, we're still into the culture clash here and maybe out of your bailiwick, but do you think that that's based on your experience, Charles, that there might be something to that? Women are not as assertive, or is there some other impediment that's holding them back? Maybe it's...
No, I think John Tory's off the mark here. I guess he's never been in a market and never negotiated with a woman. I mean, that's I think that's absolutely ridiculous. There are other factors, though, and one of the factors is motherhood. Motherhood is something that does not afford a woman the identical situation of a man, and there are human factors as well, because women are different than men and men are different than women.
So, whether Charles, you have enough education
to know
men?
That. No, I'm just – John Tory is saying that there are factors. Women should be paid – just as much as any man doing the same job. But there are factors that say that, yes, if you look at all the overall statistics, if women are going to have children and they take off time for maternity leave, that may hurt their career because they may be off a year or two or five.
So their career trajectory is impacted, Greta, because of biology. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I agree with that. I don't agree that it should. I think that the fact that women are bringing the future generation into the world should be accommodated in a proactive way, in a compensatory way that allows them to achieve.
Well, they do. They get
mat
leave and things like that. But here's the question: whether or not, because say somebody running a business says, you know, we look at a 10-year horizon. This woman is 30, and she might want to have a family and kids, and we can't really count on her to being around and being, instrumental in growing the business, blah, blah, blah. There's going to be year timeouts and whatever. So she doesn't get compensated as much or rise up the ladder as rapidly as, say, a male counterpart. Is that being discriminatory?
I think that that's a problem. I think that our boardrooms aren't reflecting some of the perspective that women can bring to them, certainly not in adequate numbers. And I think that John Tory is wrong because John Tory is placing the responsibility on women. And I think that that's ridiculous. And I'm very concerned about that.
You know, tell that to the head of eBay and so many successful women.
Well, Microsoft just named a woman as we speak.
Sure.
Bill Gates stepped down.
Seriously, gentlemen are not seriously going to say that those two or three examples that you can rhyme off the top of your head are actually suggesting that women have equity in the corporate world. Workplace.
Well, I see a lot of it there, and if there isn't equity, then there should be. But remember that mothers, women having babies are the most important people in our society, and as men, we're here to bring home the bacon and support them. They are the pinnacle of society, and we need to work toward
them. I'm sorry, I'm going to faint. Did you actually say that, Charles?
Absolutely.
That's what do you make then? Here's another quick one. The Ontario Securities Commission wants to have some kind of a regulation in place that there'd be a quota of female directors in boardrooms. Is it necessary to impose quota?
Well, they've asked to see if corporations have any kind of equity in place in terms of their directors, if they do, whether they're following it and how well they're following it, because they recognize that this is a huge problem.
Does it need to be imposed, though, by some quasi-regulatory body here?
I don't know. Is it happening on its own? No, it's not happening on its own.
Yes or no.
So do we try to make it happen? It's not I don't think it's a bad thing to try to make it happen.
This is the nonsense of government just meddling in nonsensical ways. I guess we're all going to stoop into Jungian psychology and we're all going to get in touch with our feminine side.
A little bit of that might help you, Charles.
You know what? Then we can self-identify as women and then meet the quota that the government wants to set.
Yeah, you're bringing it all back home, Charles. That's a nice way to wrap things up. The Reverend Charles McVitie, President of the Canada Christian College, Greta Vosper, Minister at the West Hill United Church. Thank you both.